Good evening. My name is Roseanne Barr Pentland Arnold Thomas, or as I like to call me, Roseanne. What you are about to see is the original Roseanne Show pilot. It has been lost for some 40 years, along with my mind. The difference is that this episode has been found. Love to all my fans. Enjoy.
Love to all my fans.
Look at my lips.
Enjoy.
You want me out.
From Television City in Hollywood, California, it's That's Our Rosie. Starring America's favorite housewife, Roseanne.
That's Our Rosie.
Also
look at that.
Starring John Goodman as Dan
so
Connor.
Fun.
Lori Metcalf
is the wacky neighbor.
Wacky neighbor Jackie.
Look at her.
The
so
irrepressible
great.
Lacey Goranson
as
Rebecca.
It's Father Knows Best. She was great in this too.
Sarah Gilbert as the absent daughter Darlene.
When Sarah was off at college.
Uh huh.
And Michael Fishman.
Here you are.
The Deej.
Oh, look at that hat.
Look, you're the Beeb.
Also featuring the impish Matthew Fishman as younger brother Stinky Connor.
He's my brother.
remember
how many
Glenn
times he asked you,
Rebecca's
do we have to do it again?
Mark,
do we have to do it again?
Happy go lucky Johnny Galecki.
We have to.
Foreign exchange student David.
David. Foreign exchange student.
I'm home.
Look how
my
50s.
Goodness, your hat
Alan Stephen Blast
Band. You must have had a rough day at the office.
It's that darn Anderson account.
I just thought it would be cool to make fun of
making
TV the way I saw it when I was young.
I already did.
It's so funny, the suit and the hat. The way everybody walks in, so perfect.
Whoops, Stinky. Looks like someone forgot to wash his hands.
Uh-oh, I'm in trouble.
So cute.
Bonjour, eh?
David, you're in the good old US of A now. I won't have you speaking French-Canadian.
French-Canadian.
John was great.
Well, during your
one.
War for classic. Independence, you fought bravely for your freedom. We in Canada were too frightened and remained loyal to the crown.
Well, let's start eating before it gets cold.
Mm-hmm. Everybody's funny how everybody fits so well because it was just like
flush.
The television that everybody saw.
Yeah.
And old, it was perfect old television. Everybody's in black and white and the perfect.
And that's how it was
outfits.
When I grew up.
Late date.
Father Knows Best.
You just went out last
this
Friday
is kind
night.
Of Father Knows Best.
Uh-oh, Becky's in trouble.
That was his line for everything.
Yeah, uh-oh. Somebody's in trouble.
Oh, no, dear. Can't she please go out tonight? All she has left of her homework is just chemistry, and she's a girl, so she'll never use it.
Be home by 10.
I think this is the only episode where we actually stuck to what other people consider norms, like lines like,
right.
She's a girl, she'll never need chemistry, and things like that.
Right.
It's funny that the only time that ever fit for us was when we were making a spoof and kind of poking fun at it.
Oh, we were showing, I was showing what I remember it being.
That's my
Rosie. That was my role model for womanhood.
I was talking to Coach Johnson this morning at the Rotary Club prayer breakfast.
I spruced it up.
And he mentioned the football tryouts are just around the corner.
Yeah, great.
So we'll toss that pigskin around after you clean your plate.
John. What's wrong with you? I can't remember.
He wants me to play football, and I don't want to play.
You don't want to play. Oh, yeah, I forgot that.
So classic television.
American Mommy. Uh-huh.
Somewhere I think I was secretly hoping I'd actually get to play.
That was so fun.
Now let's turn that frown upside down.
Look how pathetic I look.
You do want to play football.
I kind of got this idea from like the Ricky Nelson.
Dan wants
the,
me too. But yet you
the,
also
Nelsons.
Want to play the guitar
right.
In your very
Ricky
own
was,
rock and
yeah.
roll band.
Oh,
I sure do.
You're Ricky Nelson here.
Well, obviously you cannot do both. That would be like me trying to raise a family and have a job at the same time. And that could
classic
never
line.
Work.
Yeah, because you're a girl. What am I going to do, Mom?
Don't you worry. You just go upstairs and get a good night's sleep.
Oh! Hey, Twit! You gotta help! 12 people!
people just showed up. I'm going to borrow a turkey.
A turkey? Well, luckily for you, I just happened to have one. Cook at $3.50 for 1 hour and voila.
Thanks, Rosie. You saved my marriage. Again. Better get this home to Fred or he'll spank my derriere till it's red as the Kremlin. Bye-bye. And buy bonds.
Buy bonds.
That's Our Rosie. We'll return after this brief commercial announcement.
Hey, slugger. I hear you got a visit at school from good old Reddy Kilowatt today, talking about the wonders of atomic power.
We sure did. It was really neat. But I'm confused, Dad. I mean, aren't atomic bombs bad?
Not if there are bombs, son. You see, the atom does play a vital part in our military-industrial complex, but it also has a lot of good uses right here at home. This is a lump of coal. Notice how dirty and smelly it is.
Yuck!
But this is uranium.
This is uranium.
You'd have to fill a football field 50 times with coal to equal the power in this little devil.
Okay, uses the uranium.
He likes his pipe.
Soon, if we're lucky, every town in America will have their own atomic power plant, and we'll all have electricity that's too cheap to meter.
I'm going to use the uranium to read by.
Atomic power, coming soon to hundreds of lucky little American towns.
That was our commercial. We did the commercials, too.
Well, Stinky and the Deej are all tucked in.
And these darn communists are up to their old tricks again.
The huge waste.
Oh, no, basket no, dear. You worked hard all day. You just sit there and enjoy your paper.
Hey, little missy, where's the fire?
Hi, Mark. How are you?
Oh, tip-toppity, Bex.
Where's the fire, you ask? It's in her eyes.
Here, these are for you. There's...
Marzipans! They're dreamy.
She's great, too.
Yeah, at least she's amazing.
Mom, kitchen.
Well, you boys go ahead and talk amongst yourselves.
Glenn always had to play somebody who was dumb, but at the same time, he was always so good.
God, he was great.
You know, you have to kind of have a level of intelligence and creativity with it to make it work.
You know, or play a dumb person or a bad, like when Marilyn Monroe played the bad actress in Bus Stop. That was the best comedy ever.
Yeah,
the best acting.
Because it's so hard to actually be believable.
I'm just kidding. Of course it will.
Well, then what should I do, Mom?
Well, actually, it's as easy as pie, dear. If you want to trap a man, you cannot appear to be too eager. And you must never, never act too smart.
You know everything about everything, Mom.
Yes, I do, dear, but just don't tell your father.
The key to a good fallout shelter is in the locks. It's when the big one drops and you have to take
this
cover.
This is just what it was like when I was a kid.
Fighting off. It's your neighbors.
Daddy, have you been talking to Mark?
Yeah, we were just talking about the Red Menace.
Well, I'm glad I wasn't here for that. I wouldn't have understood a word. We should be going. Bye.
Good luck.
I love that skirt.
You know, honey, that boy's starting to grow on me. He's opposed to those who are not like us. And he's on the football team.
I like him. He's opposed to those who aren't like us. And he's on the football team. Perfect.
Commercial announcement.
I think this is another fake commercial.
Smoking commercial.
How good is Goodman? Nobody's that good.
Gosh, you sound awful.
These darn cigarettes tickle my throat. Maybe I should just quit smoking.
No, just change brands. Here, try one of mine.
I think me and John were both smoking for real now.
Hey, that's then. Rich tobacco flavor. What brand are these?
York's. Their unique filter allows you to enjoy great taste without wheezing.
They used to sell cigarettes on TV when I was little.
Really?
Yeah. They used to have commercials for it.
Why, it's Yorkie, the cute little otter from the York cigarette ads.
Stinky, I've got a friend here who'd like to meet you.
That was like what they had, what was his name, Joe Camel?
Yeah.
There's your kid.
Oh.
Uh-oh, the old brand's in trouble. What's the one for you?
Come in. Balancing this doggone checkbook is as frustrating as this darn Anderson account. You haven't overspent your allowance again, have you?
Now, dear, you haven't seen me wearing any new hats lately, have you?
Not this week. Look what I've done, dear. I've cleared off two whole shelves so that the Deej can fill them up with his football trophies.
You know, dear, I'm kind of worried about the Deej. I feel... While he likes football, he may actually like music a little better.
Music? The Deej?
Yes, dear. Haven't you noticed? He's got that pop beat fever.
No son of mine is going to be playing in a rock and roll band. Rock and roll. The kids call it music, but I call it noise.
Do you really think it would hurt to let the Deej decide this for himself?
Well, no. Let's leave the Deej be and let him make up his own mind. You've got some explaining to do.
I'm sorry, dear. I guess sometimes a woman's emotions just get the best of her.
Well, I forgive you. You know, I guess the Deej will do whatever he wants to do. Kids these days just don't listen.
Well, I think I know the Deej, dear, and he is not going to do anything without his father's approval.
Okay, I'll talk to him.
What is it, dear?
It's just so hard being a man. You have to clean out the gutters, balance the checkbook, solve all the kids' problems, and still worry about that darn Anderson account.
Oh, dear, don't worry about it. I'm sure the solution to that darn Anderson account will come to you.
Oh.
Deej, your father's looking for you. He wants to talk. Go wait in the study.
Uh-oh, the Deej is in trouble.
Hello, Molly.
Evening, Miss Rosie. I was here to pick up that box of discards for the church.
It's right over there.
Go on, get it, Junebug.
So, Mose, how are all the colored people doing over on your side of town?
Good. Everybody working over there. Colored people happy when they're working. How's all the lovely white folks on this side of town?
Just fine, Mose. Thank you.
That's good. Well, it's late. I got to get on now. You walk with Jesus.
Oh, yes, definitely.
Are things ever going to change, Pop?
Oh, someday. When one of us is president. Might even be you, son.
Who are they, Mom?
Oh, that's just old Mose Powell and his son Colin.
Hey, Jackie, where have you been? We only have 15 minutes for our coffee clutch today, and I have to soak my hands in this mild detergent so they'll be nice and soft the way Dan likes them, and I'm already in his doghouse.
Doghouse?
Huh?
Did you ball his socks instead of folding them? Because I did that to Fred once, and whoa!
No, no, nothing like that. You see, Dan wants the Deej to play football, and I kind of encouraged him to play the guitar instead.
You went against Dan's wishes?
Well, the Deej wants to play guitar, Jackie, and I know because, well, I'm the one that's home all day, every day, from morning till night.
Mm. Look at that.
Jackie, could you please not be wacky for
She's
one
a genius.
You're so great. Make the most obscure thing funny.
He is. Well, gosh, it seems like I do everything for this family, and yet Dan gets all the credit.
Well, he is the man.
But I do all the laundry. I balance the checkbook. I do the shopping. I take care of the kids and the car, and darn it, I'm just not...
Say it, Rosie, say it!
I'm not happy.
That's all I needed to hear.
You're not alone. There are other women who feel the way you do. They talk about changing things.
Changing things?
Who don't want to take it anymore.
No, stop!
Who don't want to do what their husbands say just because they say so.
No more. You're giving me a pounding headache.
I'm not giving you a headache. The truth is giving you a headache.
Jackie, I can't believe this is coming from you. You're so wacky.
That's my cover. A bunch of us are having meetings once a week. We call them Tupperware parties. There's only a few of us now, but we're growing. We're planning a revolution.
Under the guise of keeping your leftovers fresh? That's brilliant.
Are you with us?
Are you telling me that if I join, I won't have this feeling of hopelessness anymore? I can have some control in my life and over my own destiny?
Yes! That's the spirit, sister!
Well, you're not going to hit me, are you?
No, no! This is what we all do!
That's Our Rosie. We'll be right back.
Ho-hum.
Feeling ho-hum?
Dr. Clean. I just don't have a lot of energy lately, Doctor. I have trouble concentrating and a general feeling of hopelessness. And I just feel out of sorts.
Well, has your housework suffered?
Not yet. But I did notice this morning when I was ironing for the first time, I didn't hum.
I've been hearing this a lot lately. You need Baritol.
Yeah, this Baritol. They could just yes. have this ad now,
Many
but it'd be like all the drug ads on TV.
And
if
restores.
You're, you know, Prozac,
Baritol
all those
contains
kind of things,
alcohol
drugging
and
women.
Other fine
that was kind
products.
Of what this is about.
It helps you get back to the Baritol things that matter
was.
Most.
What they
like
used to take
cleaning.
When I was a kid, and it was all booze.
Yeah.
It was for women to get a pick-me-up.
Okay, son, go wash up.
Dad, you're the greatest.
Rosie, how about some coffee?
You like that?
How about some
coffee? We talked about that. Oh, she's too drunk to find anything.
So, how did your talk with DJ go, dear?
Swell. Turns out I was right all along. The lad really did want to play the guitar.
Oh, that's just great.
That's nothing. You should see the way I handled that Anderson account. The boss has invited me to his club for esteem.
Oh, honey, you're so smart. I love you to pieces.
Hey, what do you say we push our twin beds together tonight? And
can you say we push our twin beds together?
Shh, the kids will hear you.
Uh-oh, Dad's in trouble.
That's our Rosie.
Move around in the box and all that stuff, but I was
good. Look at all the girls that love you.
I think I was more nervous about that than having to dress in drag and do stuff on some of the other stuff, or dressing up like Moses. This was like the hardest one for me.
I did make you do a lot of things, didn't I?
Well, I did a lot of credit tags because it was kind of our opportunity to have fun.
Yeah, it was fun. Look how good, you're a good rock star.
Yeah, good fake rock star. I guess I could. I might have a chance.
Look. There you have it, the 50s.
Yep, wrapped up nice
and neat.
Love
that one. That was fun.
That's our Rosie.